Okay, we're starting. This is Dr. Len Horowitz and
I'm Sherry Kane. Hi, welcome to the Insight Hour.
And we're broadcasting to you via bbsradio.com and live on the internet at love528tv.net. Well, Sherry, it's been a very hectic, very crazy week, but a lot of things have been happening.
Yeah, well, that's what we can expect from starting a record company, you know? We
were going to have a lot
of wild people being attracted to it, and we definitely are getting our share. We're not much of a social butterfly kind of people where we like to go out to public places or actually like to invite lots of people around us, even though we seem like we are. We're really into like, just, I think we're getting old. We're into the going to like,
I don't know about you're not getting old. I'm getting old.
going maybe having like nice few friends around, going out to dinners or maybe seeing a show or something, but all the social things and the drama. I don't know about you, Len, but I'm kind of over all of that.
Really? Oh, okay. That's interesting. Anyway, we've come through a week whereby we've been engaged in evolving i528tunes.com. In fact, you can go on right now to i528tunes. Actually, they're one of our new co-sponsors. We have healthyworldstore.com, which has been sustaining us for years. We've got Tetrahedron and Tetrahedron Films, tetrahedron.org. We're the publishing company. And
HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
Oh, how
where you can partner with us.
Excellent. Yeah, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. You can partner with us and basically help a lot of people save a lot of lives,
and
as well as prosper yourself financially and be thankful for the blessing of administering the great truth that shall set us free and great products. So HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
And i528tunes.com, which is the new site, and you can transpose any music you have, whether it's your own original music or whether it's music that's out there in the world, and actually all music really is in 440 hertz. You can transpose it.
Except for the native aboriginals.
Yes, there's some music that isn't, but the music that we listen to, we grew up on, the rock and roll, all of that is in 440. You can transpose all of your music into the 528 frequency of love, which is equal to A444 hertz.
Right. And that number is interesting because if you go on the internet, you do a search and just put in, for example, Jesus 444, you'll come up with a whole plethora of websites that have dealt with the numerology of Jesus's number, which is 444. A lot of people see digitally 444 as some sort of a spiritual sign. Personally, my constant recurring thing since about age 16 when I was alone and I had to put my parents' dog down because he was suffering from respiratory problems, I asked the Creator to give me some sign that I would be doing the right thing. And I just glanced over at the digital clock and it's read 11:11. And ever since that time, age 16, and I'm 58 now, you know, I've been seeing 11:11 as constantly the sign that would reassure me that there's some divine blessing and oversight in my life. So a lot of people get that kind of thing. And what's interesting is that the A444, which is Jesus's number, according to many authorities, is the same as C528. So 528 is love. It's that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love. And it is the reason why the grass is green, because you see the chlorophyll molecule is based on the sacred geometry of 528 hertz frequency,
right.
The middle of the rainbow.
Okay.
We've got some callers and we've got some guests probably too. Adrian is on the line.
Hey Adrian.
Hey Adrian. Hi, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Well, good evening Leonard and good evening Sherry. Great to be with you guys finally.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful to have you on the show. Please introduce yourself to everyone.
Well, basically, I'm bringing in from Argentina, which is very far away from the United States. I'm in the city of Buenos Aires. It's winter right now. It's very cold. It's 1 a.m. We are in different parts of the world. And what I've been basically doing over the past couple of years is trying to understand how this new world order model works.
I guess the signal went down for some reason. Maybe his Skype signal went down.
Adrian?
We're on. It says, no, we're on. Adrian is online. We are on. But we can't hear you, folks.
Can you hear me now?
Seth. Don.
Don in engineering, son.
Hello?
Got it.
Yeah, got it.
There it is. Okay. Loose wire. Loose wire. All right. Go ahead, Adrian. No, we're sorry to interrupt
okay.
you.
Okay. That's all right. That's quite all right. No, I was just saying a very quick recap. I'm bringing him from Argentina, which is very far away from America, from the capital city of Buenos Aires, where it's very cold right now here. And what I was saying is over the past year, which is probably the reason why we actually linked up, I have been trying to promote through YouTube videos our vision of how this New World Order model works, because it is a model, and when you understand the model, you can start understanding how it works, why it wants certain things, why it does not want other things, and what we can do to mitigate the effects and even to neutralize them.
So Adrian does a lot of the same kind of research and work that we do here in the States. He's kind of like us in Argentina, I would say. He's the person in that part of the world that's really doing the real true reporting that you don't hear on the mainstream media news. So we thank you so much for your humanitarian work to enlighten the planet on really what's going on.
My pleasure, Sherry, and I think it's very important. I looked into your websites, and I must congratulate both yourself, Dr. Horowitz, and yourself, Sherry, for the excellent work you've been doing, because very often to understand how these models work, it's not just a question of doing a lot of intellectual hocus-pocus. It's much more a question of understanding the basic laws of the universe, the basic frequencies. That's why I like so much the work you do regarding the musical frequencies and so forth, the avoiding the 440 hertz A note, the way it's been imposed upon music. I do a lot of bit of music myself, so I can really relate to that. And when you tune into the basic ideas in the universe and the basic frequencies and even the basic numbers that govern the cosmos, it's that much easier than to identify those people who are working in favor of these cosmic forces and those people who are working against them. And I think that part of the problem, to say it in different terms of what is happening today in the world, in the entire world, is that the powers that be, those who have the huge power to govern the world to their liking, are not in synchronization with the harmony of the universe.
Amen. That's exactly the problem. Right. How foolish that is to be out of sync with the Creator and all of nature.
Exactly. And, you guys really do this at a very high level, because you are really delving into what the basic harmonies of the universe are, which are very similar. What you can say about music, you can also say about architectural proportion. You can say that about so many other things. And that is what makes a human being much more whole than he would be if he just limits himself to his intellectual dandling or his intellectual imagination. So when you bring it down to what's happening today in the world, I think it's very important that what many people think are just haphazard things that occur really are part of a model. In this case, regrettably, it's a perverse model. It's a model which, once again, it's out of sync. It goes against the basic forces of nature. But for some mysterious reason, they are having their day. I personally believe that they're having their day for a very short time. Very often a very short time in cosmic terms can mean many years in human terms. So that's where humanity is right now. It's in a, shall we say, in a rather dark stage of its existence, very likely because there is a very small minority, very identifiable, who are wielding a huge amount of power which is not legitimately theirs and imposing their tiny will upon the vast majority of us, which, as I say, we are a bit blinded. We don't understand what those basic harmonies are and those basic laws are. So they're just sort of leading us around in much turmoil and creating much suffering and pain and death for untold millions of people throughout the world.
Right. It's a very, very challenging New World Order model that they're rendering and administering to maintain anything but chaos. I mean, they're experts at creating crisis capitalism and mass destruction, genetically engineering, everything from the poisons in the new bacteria, the new germs, viruses, et cetera, to the BP fiasco in the Gulf. They engineer those kinds of things, which really, if you look at how out of sync that is with the matrix of the musical mathematical matrix, if you will, of divinity that's here, right now to bless humanity optimally. And then you superimpose all of that tragedy on the real potential, the reality of having peace on earth, prosperity for all people, the capacity to have free energy, to have economies that work sustainably, and the whole concept of permacultural communities evolving. This whole thing has got to shift and is shifting. And what we're doing with 528 Music, really we're advancing the prayer that the resonance energy of love that is opening already our hearts and driving the evolution of consciousness, opening of the consciousness and literally the love center of our hearts to be in what we all want. Divine human communion and then interpersonal expression of that love and that divinity and relationship that's sustainable. That we can live, you know, let's say 120 years and be in love, be in joy, be in harmony, be in peace, and be in prosperity in all ways the entire time. That is the vision. And anything else that is in dissonance with that capability and that really, that real reality that's here, it's here in the heart. It's not here in the head. And this whole revolution in consciousness, I think is really what gets us out of sin. The word sin evolving from the Greek archery term to be off the mark. When these lunatics who are administering the genocides are conducting this dissonance with the frequency of love, you know, it's like it gets us into trouble, and it's the epitome of sin.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you look at like what they're doing, basically why they actually have their agenda out there. And one of the biggest things, a lot of the conversations that we've had over the past couple days, is really the reasoning behind it is to create the problem and then create the solution. And that's what they've been doing. That's their bread and butter. That's the way, you know, create diseases through vaccinations, create illnesses through vaccinations, and then give people the drugs that will help them, whether make them sicker, whether need more drugs, or keep them addicted to the drugs. But that's how they make their money, and that's how they enslave everybody. So everybody's all drugged up. That's why none of us are in our right minds. And if we're not, or we're on our way out, we're half dead. And that's really what the whole agenda is. It's to kill us off. And if we're going to live, we're going to have to be under their slavery, buying their drugs. And if you come up with an alternative solution to their pharmaceuticals, then that's when they really feel threatened by you the most, because you're really attacking their bread and butter.
Hey, Adrian, what is your solution? Do you have a vision of a remedy and maybe a plan in terms of the work that you've been doing?
Well, listening very, very carefully to what you both have been saying, I really must congratulate you guys for taking it to such a high level. No doubt about it, they know that the way that they can impose their will, because this is a combat of wills, it's their will against our will, the way that they can impose it is not just by strengthening themselves, but by weakening us. And they have definitely put in a lot more of work in weakening us, because we are much more than they are. Think of it. They are just a tiny minority discriminating against a vast majority. We have to think of the word discrimination, the concept of discrimination, the other way around. We often think that discrimination is when a large majority gangs up against a small group for whatever reason, and they do a whole host of unjust things. But the phenomenon we are seeing in the modern world is that discrimination, power discriminating against the vast majority of us. And for that, what they need to do is weaken us. And what better way to weaken us? And you've really touched upon a very key issue with the musical frequency. What better way than to modify the way our nervous system reacts automatically, which in turn reacts on the brain, which in turn reacts on our soul. So if they can put that off synchronization, they know that they have that they already have had the battle won. Now, to come to your question, one of the things that I think, and it's really basic common sense that a lot of people, and maybe your listeners can relate to this and take advantage of this, is, first of all, we don't have to go into any rocket science. what these people are doing is they're just making something which is basically simple. They're turning it into something much more complicated so that we don't identify it. So the first things first, we need to understand, I think, that one of the greatest phenomena after the Second World War has been that power, in other words, the ability of certain people to do certain things, and much more important, or just as important, the ability to avoid certain things being done, that power, which was traditionally in place with public institutions, has now migrated into private institutions. Power has been privatized. And when you have power that is privatized, you just have a lot of personal, individual egotism imposing its will upon the vast majority. So as you go along, and I've done this quite extensively with colleagues both in Argentina and in America, actually, and you understand how the system works, why it does certain things, why it wants you to behave and think in a certain way and not behave in a certain, in another certain and specific way. As you understand these things, some solutions just come up out of their own through common sense, because if you understand what they want you to do, then all you have to do is exactly the opposite. And we call it here the Second Republic Project on a more political basis, because you can identify a couple of things that they want to happen. For example, they are eroding the sovereignty of the nation state above all, because the sovereign nation state should represent personal sovereignty of each individual. So if they want to do away with the sovereign nation state, easy, let's bring it back. They have, for example, that's one pillar, as we call it. A second pillar would be they want us to think of money as having one set of characteristics. Well, let's do exactly the opposite. Let's give it its characteristics back. Let me give you just a very, very short example. Think how things would resolve themselves, or many things would resolve themselves, if we were to bring the concept of money back into balance. For example, that money, the dollar bills or the pesos or the pounds or the euros that you have in your wallet, that money is merely a certificate for work, for socially creative and constructive work. That would mean that the only way you or me or anybody can get hold of money, would be by, the counterpart would be by giving constructive works to society. Something that is good for you, but it's good for your family and it's good for society as a whole. From that point onwards, many things would resolve themselves, because anybody who wants to have money would have to definitely give something in return, something creative. I've just destroyed half the banking system there.
I mean, money from nothing. Money from nothing, yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
So for those who don't understand that quite well, what Adrian's referring to is that the banking system operates off of usury, which is charging interest on money loaned, and they basically create, when you sign your name on a loan application, that's actually literally creating money from nothing. So I think it's a fundamental concept that our brother Adrian is advancing, whereby the payment that's due should be reciprocally deserved based on service and some loving contribution that you make that's appreciated.
Right. Because how are they judging that? How are they judging us on the way they give us money, or the way people give you loans? What are they judging you on? They're judging you on things that really don't matter. They're not judging you on really what kind of a person you are and what you're doing in the world. And in that level, they're judging you on, well, let's see, how much money you could have stole the money. It didn't matter to them, as long as they see you have some kind of collateral that really doesn't mean anything. And that's what they're deciding on, whether to give you a loan based on that. But mostly all of it, and the way they control everything with their small minority voices, is through the mainstream media. Through mainstream media,
gives them a huge voice.
That's what gives them the voice. So even if it would only be one of them or two of them, they own the mainstream media, pharma media, we call it. They own the mainstream media, the bankers, the pharmaceuticals, the mainstream media, all one. And so they're manipulating everybody. So journalists like Adrian, like Dr. Horowitz, like myself, have a really hard time getting it through to the masses, because our voices are being suppressed, even though there's more of us than them. Our voices are completely suppressed because we don't have CBS and NBC and Fox News and CNN that's broadcasting our agenda.
We have BBS.
We have BBS, though, but we don't
have
the mainstream broadcasting stations that go out and go to billions of people. We don't have that. And that's what we need to create. We need to create a way that we can reach out to everybody to wake them up.
Yeah, there's got to be. And this whole concept of internet broadcasting, it opens up a lot of wonderful opportunities. But quite frankly, I can tell you right now, I mean, we really have a handful, maybe a couple handfuls of people listening on the internet. And I can tell you that Google and YouTube both literally suppress all of my view data. They suppress the numbers of people who watch our contributions on the internet. And Jay Rockefeller here in the United States, David Rockefeller's brother, is advancing legislation to suppress the internet substantially that would then discourage free broadcasting. So this is the kind of challenge that we're facing right now, and there's got to be some paradigm shifting, and there's got to be some administration of an alternative approach for broadcasting.
Right. And the internet is not really the way to go.
I don't have all the answers to it, but there's got to be something that we can continue to do, expand, where we the people take responsibility, and it's really up to every single one of you folks listening. If you have a website, for example, and you haven't taken the embed code from YouTube for the player or from the on the 528, love528tv.net, there's an embed player on that television that you can actually post it on your own websites, and so that you can actually have this channel broadcasting on your website free of charge.
Yeah.
And if you don't make use of those kinds of activist strategies and capabilities.
But these people will, but people don't know about that technology. They're not familiar with it.
So
and the reason why
people
don't access the internet to listen to the radio is because it's not embedded in us. It's not something that the world's used to. Everybody's used to turning on the television and watching the news that way. That's what they're used to. So if they don't see you on the mainstream news and they don't hear about you on the mainstream news, they don't get the message.
Yeah, you've got to shut off the damn television. It's a hypnosis machine.
It really is.
And you got to turn on to what's true, because it's the truth only that shall set you free. And so the reality is you get a choice between truth or lies.
Yeah.
And, or even worse than lies. I mean, I could even live with lies, but you're going to die from the deceptions and the vaccinations and the intoxications and the chemtrail sprays and the poisons in the food and the water and the air, all promoted via the mainstream media. You're dying from that.
Right.
And so you got to, like Jesus said, you got to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. You got to really pull out of that paradigm and then support what Brother Adrian is talking about, a whole shift in consciousness.
Well, thank you very much for saying all these words, because I think that they are very enlightening to myself and to your audience. I think that it's fair to say that in a way the divine powers, God, is giving us all a chance, but we must understand that this is a window of opportunity that will not be open all the time. In a way, let's be honest about this, and I say it very slightly tongue-in-cheek, thank God for the internet, because the fact that we have the internet, it enables us, you are in the States, I'm here in Buenos Aires, I don't even know what state you're in, and it doesn't even matter, because we could be speaking from just about any part in the world, and
state
it gives
of chaos.
Common people, yes, it gives common people the world over the ability to exchange ideas, see each other's faces, hear each other's voices, exchange complex documents and so forth, almost free of charge, all online. So we all of a sudden have the opportunity to do something that was never possible in the history of mankind, and it is for common folk in America, in Europe, in the Far East, and in South America, to exchange these ideas, to think how we can work together, to actually go out and work together. And the only limitations are your time zone, in a way, and your language, okay, but you know, being English practically the common language of more thinking people, it's put it that way, the world over, even that is in our hands. So we are being given a chance to do something to get rid of the powers that be, but we don't have all the time in the world to do it. Now, that's the bad side, in a way. The good side is that you can tell that the powers that be are themselves very, very concerned, because they are really hysterical. If they have all the power, if they had everything in their hands, why are they rushing things the way they are doing them? They could have easily continued going at a slow pace. So there definitely is something that we probably have not fully identified, but there is something that is also representing a window of opportunity that is closing up for them. Which is why
I can think. You want to start?
Yeah,
because I've got a comment.
Well, I think that main thing I have to tell you is that we are, three of us and anybody that utilizes the internet radio, is ahead of its time right now. There's not a lot of people that really know how to utilize this tool, how to access it. They don't know it's out there. They're not even aware it's out there, because there's nowhere that they see that they can actually hear this truth news. And it's also a little bit of an inconvenience for some of them to learn how to get online. The older generation doesn't use it. The middle generation is on the computer all day at their corporate jobs, and they're not interested in being on the computer when they get home a lot. They just want to go and watch television. And the younger generation is just basically doing their own thing. They're not that interested, and they believe, you know, they have a whole life ahead of them. So there's nothing really that makes them feel compelled to have to, like, look into the truth of the news. So right now we're ahead of our time. And that's, I believe, is why they are rushing it, because they know it's just going to be a matter of time before the younger generation gets a little bit older, wants to know what's going on. The older generation dies out, and then more and more people get a reality check of how they can actually access this kind of technology and get this kind of news and get these kind of benefits from really, you know, coming together and changing the world.
And I think that what's happening, why they're rushing it, is because they're far more advanced in understanding spirituality. Because spirituality, as you mentioned earlier, is an energy. And these are the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, energy, banking, industrialist. The cartel is intimately engaged in energy control. Power control is basically regulating the utilities. It's the energy industries. From the very beginning of men who desired to have fire to keep them warm, it was energy, it was power to have a flame. That, you know, the caveman era. So this concept that energy, and then its relationship to spirituality, because what is spirituality but energy? Basically, it is electrons, and it's a Holy Spirit power that flows through the water medium throughout the entire universe. NASA proved that the entire universe, space, is full of water. We're underwater right now, although it's kind of like a gaseous state. It's a hydrated atmosphere that actually allows us to survive and actually communicate. And so the reality is that spirituality is engaged right now in a evolution. There is a spiritual renaissance taking place. And really what we're involved in heavily, we're at the forefront, in fact, of the world with the launch of i528records.com, i528tunes.com. We're going to be soon, within the next few months, launching 528radio.com. We're engaged in discussions with people all over the world, not only musicians and vocalists who are changing their tunings. And when people tune to love and then start to vibrate, articulate, and play musically and record, and then other people listen after the recordings are made to those recordings in love, it's kind of like pebble after pebble after pebble being thrown into the pond with the waves flowing out to the farthest shores, bringing the message of love, touching people's hearts, opening people's heart chakras, because that's what 528 does. Now, I believe firmly that the Illuminati, those who are aware and control, for example, military technology, is more than 25 years advanced over what consumer technology is. So if right now we're launching 528records.com, they have held that technology, and we prove, for example, that A440 hertz standard tuning is the spiritually suppressive to the max frequency that the Western world tunes its instruments to based on the Rockefeller. You can get at that information in the third article on medicalveritas.org. Right now, if you go to medicalveritas.org journal, scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the table of contents. The third article, I think it is my contribution to this issue, which deals with musical cult control. Musical cult control. How the institutionalization of standard tuning to A440 hertz frequency is the most spiritually suppressive of all of the manipulations that we have experienced. And they've done that for a reason, because they know that it's been written and prophesied over not only the Bible, but various native and aboriginal cultures. They're all consistent. They talk of a spiritual renaissance and opening of people's hearts and a shifting of paradigms into peace and love. And they know that 528 hertz frequency is the love vibration, is the heart of the universe. In fact, the new film Inception, folks, another newsworthy item that you should check out is the InceptionMovieExplained.com or InceptionMovieExplanation.com. Because it deals with 528, which is all throughout the Inception movie. It is very, very fascinating to see what Hollywood is doing to kind of like twist and put a spin on this sacred knowledge of understanding of love and its relationship to 528 hertz frequency that is really celebrated by all of nature. Like I was talking about earlier, the green color of the grass and chlorophyll and the heme molecule, it all reflects the glory and power and the energetics of 528 hertz frequency. And so this concept, I believe, why they rushed things is because they have no hope, right, to do anything but rush things. Mm-hmm. This is their last ditch effort. They know they're on their way out. They're trying to pull out all stops, and they're making a lot of mistakes, like this crap in the Gulf. You know,
and
the whole
swine flu
Goldman
pandemic
Sachs
went down the tubes. The swine flu pandemic went down. And the thing is, like, what will happen then when people spiritually open up? They're not going to want to take their pharmaceuticals anymore. They're not going to use the fuel in their cars anymore. Everybody's going to get more.
We're going to get water because there's technologies. I mean, we witnessed this the other day. The Tesla meeting is coming up. Well, there's all sorts of people that you do a search on the internet, you'll find that there's right now machines that you can build little, very, very simply pretty much, that can take water, extract the hydrogen, pump it into your carburetor, and suddenly have a huge explosion in the amount of energy associated with your fuel consumption. And so suddenly you shift this whole paradigm from dependence on the military, medical, petrochemical, industrialists into some permacultural, sustainable, right, energy production. And when you've got energy beat, when you can literally heat your house, when you can run your tractor in your yard for virtually free, suddenly now all of the manipulations, coercions, and enslavement mechanisms are going to fall out.
Right. There's no money in it for them then.
Yeah. So really, that's what I think. It's an energy and spiritual evolution and destiny that is challenging for them now.
Yeah, exactly. So, Adrian, what do you think about that?
Yes. It's very inspiring indeed to hear you, to hear both of you, because you're really hitting the nail on the head. Now, two concepts I would just like to quickly mention. First of all, although this is a very uphill battle for all of us, or for the minority that are starting to do it, please let's not lose sight of the fact that all great things in history, everyone, you can whatever example you want to choose, all great and epoch changing things in history are usually done by small groups of highly motivated people. It's the majority then follows along, but all great things in history are always started by small groups of men and women who know where they are, who see something that the rest don't see, and have to start saying, you know, like Paul Revere, the British are coming. So in a way,
the pioneers, we know, the pioneers, yes, definitely.
Yeah, and it's tough to blaze these trails to greater consciousness and enlightenment and then freedom through simple understandings of mathematics, physics, music, who we are, spiritual beings. I mean, that's fundamental knowledge that's been kept from us and suppressed so that we be enslaved, that we're easily victimized. So I want to thank you also for bringing that up, because for Sherry and I, it's been a very, very challenging week. I mean, right now on the internet, we're just about to respond to allegations of my involvement with the Illuminati. I mean, like, outrageous. I mean, it's totally laughable on one hand because it's so absurd. But on the other hand, there's, like you say, there's a lot of sheeple that simply read something from some Looney Tune and then they take it to heart. And that's part of the challenge that we're facing, you know, and, you know, I'm sure that we'll win, but, you know, blazing this trail, cutting down, you know, the weeds is
they
a challenge.
Can I tell them?
Sure.
They put Len on a list of these Knights of Malta between, like, J. Edgar Hoover and Henry Kissinger. It's the very people
William
that...
William Grace.
Yeah,
like the Bushes, you know, it's like the very people that we exposed, that we gave our life up to expose on a daily basis, the truth people. And there's people out there that we can't believe that they would actually believe what some religious fanatic posted
or some jealous
doctor who practices alternative medicine and has his own products that just really wants to discredit Dr. Horowitz for his products, like a stupid,
you know, or a radio talk show host attorney who's so stupid and so ignorant, doesn't even have the courtesy to contact me to respond
for
to comment, the allegation,
right,
that I work for the Vatican. Meanwhile, 3 or 4 weeks ago, Sherry and I were the only ones in the world to finger a Peter Sutherland with Goldman Sachs in International,
he's
directing the BP and being the chief
financial
economic
advisor
to the Pope.
Yeah.
I mean, Horowitz and Cain did that. So it's amazing to me, the ignorance. Look, I brought some evidence. Just for those of you who have been following the insanity on the internet, following Christopher Story's assassination.
And then his last report, which included a list of Dr. Horowitz on a list of...
Allegedly. It wasn't
it was rigged. I'm writing a whole article about it. It was a fraud because the posting was posted after he already was dead.
He was dead,
so there's no way that he did this last report. But it was posted by another man who... Benjamin Fulford, who actually is somebody that's a counterintelligence guy, and he posted this without even contacting Dr. Horowitz for any comments. He posted it from this Samuelson guy who was a religious fanatic.
What's Jane Burgermeister's role in this?
Well, Jane actually posted, she got that information from them and posted it something on her site, and then Fulford took that and he put it into his made a Christopher Story's last report out of it and posted that on the internet as Christopher Story's last report, including emails from Jane that she didn't even have anything to do with, and he went and he like pasted
stuff
from her.
So it's a fraud, complete fraud.
So I contacted her about it and she couldn't believe it. She said, this is a fake report.
Yeah, so if you're out there listening to this, again, if you should be members of Healthy World Organization, sign up with HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Certainly get our newsletters. Go on HealthyWorldStore.com. Register for our newsletters because we're going to be popping out some very, very important works over the next, actually, several weeks. We've got an amazing number of new reports to come out. But I thought for this show I would bring this. We just got this in the mail yesterday. This is from the United Nations Association Film Festival. Now, if I was the Illuminati, do you think that I would literally receive a letter like this? This is for the submission of the film Pharma Whores.
That's our film.
That's our new film, The Showtime Sting of Penn & Teller, that royally exposes the banking cartels' investments in big pharma and how they manipulate the mainstream media and the mass mind for primarily depopulation, profitable depopulation, and population control. But as I read this, the honorary committee includes the chair, Ted Turner, Alec Baldwin, I can go down a number
William
of...
William Draper III.
I want to mention William Draper III. That's who is on the board of advisors. Now, for those of you who
rejected our Pharma Horse film.
It says, thank you for submitting your documentary. This year more than sorry. The jury determined that your film was not worthy, did not meet the competition.
And
now,
look how they cover themselves here. And you would never hear this from any other film festival, response as far as, a rejection or a selection. This says, we assure you that our final decisions were made without any political, corporate, or other pressures.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Which means
now,
they did have corporate, political.
They
yeah, right.
got to cover their butt.
Why would you say it?
Why would you say it if there wasn't anything? But now, I want to bring your attention to this, because this is probably the principal man that determined that the work Pharma Horse should not be part of the United Nations Association Film Festival.
Because we show Bill Gates in that film talking about the depopulation of taking out 6 out of the 7 billion people on this planet because he loves vaccinations and that's going to be the solution for the depopulation.
Right. In the film Pharma Horse, we have the segment from Bill Gates' presentation at the TED conference where he tells people that he loves vaccinations because we can expect a 10 to 15% global population reduction from simply the introduction of the new vaccinations. So that's where the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is giving more money than countries are giving to the World Health Organization and the United Nations vaccination campaigns. But anyway, this name, William Draper III, is a stunning reflection on the politics and the genocidal operations engaged in even this simple media exposure of a film, Pharma Horse. William Draper III, for those of you who have studied my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, will remember that in 1968, William Draper III, General William Draper III, stood beside George H.W. Bush when George Old Man Bush was still congressman. Before he was CIA director in the early 70s, in late 68, he was involved as the congressman from the state of Texas, who stood up before the United States Congress and stated that it is imperative to U.S. national security that we reduce dramatically third world populations, which threaten national security, threaten our access to oil, threaten our accesses to valuable resources. And so he called for massive population reduction in Africa and in South America. And this man was, along with George Bush's father, Prescott Bush, and Christopher Story was allegedly assassinated recently because of his exposing the Bush family's ties to the banksters, like the Harriman Union Brown banks that basically funneled the money from Nazi Germany out of Germany and reinvested it for big pharma called IG Farben at the time. The decartelization that occurred through Henry Kissinger and the Rockefeller banksters included the Bush family. That's allegedly why Christopher Story was assassinated. But basically, this man, William Draper III,
was a judge deciding the Pharma Horse film was not selected.
Yeah, was a judge on our Pharma Horse film, deciding it wasn't selected. He was actually an instrumental in initiating with Prescott Bush and his cabal back in the late 20s, early 30s, the eugenics movement, the racial hygiene movement that Hitler was basically forced to take on as a political ploy for the rise of the Third Reich. And all that money reinvested for the rise of the Fourth Reich and the New Ordnung, that word, Neu Ordnung, means new order in German. And so it's right that Adrian is mentioning the new order politics and the new order way in which we're being manipulated. That new ordnung was actually stated by Hitler and his henchman Martin Bormann as where the money through the Bush family and the Bush family's investments in the IG Farben decartelized companies, including American Home Health Products, Home Care Products, Bayer Corporation, BASF, Hoechst, all of the major movers and shakers in big pharma today got really their start in their cash infusion, a major windfall of profits from Nazi Germany through people like the Bush family and William Draper III.
Yeah. Well, you know, the fact that all these people are hunting you down, so to speak, and trying to confuse everybody and being so concerned about what you are doing, Dr. Horowitz, and yourself, Sherry, reminds me of what the Spanish playwright Miguel de Cervantes, the universal playwright, there's a scene in Don Quixote where he says, when the dogs start barking, that means that we are definitely on the ride. So the fact that they are barking so much at you is because you are definitely on the ride, and we are definitely all really becoming a concern to them. A few weeks before the last Bilderberg conference in Spain, which took place at the beginning of June of this year, Zbigniew Brzezinski, it's actually on internet, said that one of the prime concerns that the global power elite now have is the growing political awareness amongst people like yourself, myself, and those who are listening to us right now. So the fact that even though we're a small minority, still, the fact that we are awakening, that we are not bowing to their requirements and to their so-called order, the fact that we are rebelling, the fact that we are picking up that revolutionary spirit that America had in 1776 or Argentina had in 1810, and that this is happening the world over, each people perhaps doing it in their own way through their own local culture, but we do have that in common. That is definitely a sign for them to be very concerned, because it means that their whole system is going to be breaking down, because we will be able to mitigate and even neutralize what they're trying to do. What I must say, and I really commend you on this, is that you are going into the essentials of how important it is that we start off by our own personal beings, that only through personal sovereignty, which comes through alignment with global, with cosmic forces, only through personal sovereignty, aligned with cosmic forces, can we ever even hope to start building collective or group or national or whatever you want to call it, sovereignty to fight these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate your spirit of revolution, because that's what's necessary right now. You know, I'm praying for a spiritual revolution, evolution through 528 hertz frequency. Really, we're making a major investment in that as a last hope, because really, you know, we had discussions this week with people such as Robert Redford's people. The fact is that Robert Redford just sent out a pleading for people to contact Obama and write letters to the White House asking them to suspend the drilling operations in the Arctic.
You that's know, laughable.
That is, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Obama
I mean,
has
at
no
this
power.
Point, this is ridiculous. You know, for some celebrity like Redford, who's obviously intelligent enough to know better, to be engaged in distracting activists into a futile effort. And instead, if we simply had what we've also were planning this week is to host an invitational for musicians throughout the LA area, Los Angeles area, to come to understand. And of course that would involve Hollywood and the music industry here on the West Coast. Understand 528 hertz frequency and the major impact that they could have spiritually, energetically, emotionally, uplifting and healing the people who listen to their music and themselves by playing the music in 528. Because all of the political efforts that I and all of my colleagues and Sherry naively made with the hope that we were going to have some impact, that our voices were going to make a difference, have failed to make a difference. That it is beyond voting for a Democrat or Republican or expecting the new hope to emerge from the Obama administration. This is ludicrous. You've got to be a simpleton to still believe that. And ultimately, there's only one hope. That is, I have at this point, and, you know, I pray that I'm wrong, but I you know, I'm concerned that I'm accurate on this. It's got to be a miracle that saves us. We need a miracle. And the miracle realm is the miracle note. Do, re, mi, mirig is storm in Latin, is miracles in English. And that miracle note, that third note of the original musical scale, is 528 hertz frequency, is the color greenish yellow, is the reason why a baby leaf budding in springtime chose that color to begin a new life. That is where we're emerging, the understanding, the technology for creativity. For my 2 cents and my life's investments at this point, I'd much prefer to deal with that wonderful great news, the modern gospel, than to deal with blithering idiots who claim that I and Henry Kissinger are in the same team.
I'm sorry.
We haven't actually been gone into the musical aspect of it. I'm a profound music lover. I'm Bach, Beethoven, and Wagner very much, I must say.
Wow, how nice.
My wife plays the violin in an orchestra. They never tune in to A at 440. They always tune up at A at 442, 443, 444 even, because
Excellent.
That's the way they feel it naturally. She's even retuned the piano we have at home to 443 because she feels it sounds that much better when she plays her in her quartet with her other colleagues. And you know, music is so profoundly important because the music you hear is the way you end up being as a spiritual person. That's why they are imposing, and I know you say this in your writings, all this junk music, which is a way of taking over our nervous system. If anything, I don't know if you've noticed that good music, no matter what it is, I'm not going to put names on it because it would only be my specific taste, but good music has a tendency to integrate the human being and integrate society. It is centripetal in its effects. In other words, it tends towards a center. And the whole Western or the whole global system that we now have is based on centrifugal forces. Everything is an explosion. The internal combustion fuel-driven engine is explosive. A rocket going up into space is explosive. And look at all the Hollywood movies. They will feed us explosion after explosion after explosion because they want to get into our nervous systems so that we think that the universe is permanently disintegrating and exploding, when in actual fact, the real cosmic forces are doing the opposite. They are always centripetal, and they act like gravity. They point towards the center. That's why these guys on the physics front never tell us what gravity is, because they know that gravity is not explosive. It's exactly the opposite. And all alternative energy sources and alternative technologies are based on implosion and not explosion. And it all ties in with what you guys are saying, because we have to start thinking in holistic terms. And believe it or not, music on the one side, water flows on the other, implosive technologies, all are part of the same holistic system.
Yeah, wonderful. Adrian, I'm wondering whether you can share with our audience your contact information, because we just have a couple minutes now before we have to end the program.
Sure. You can find me on my site is www.asalbucci, that's ASALBUCHI.com.AR, and there you'll find my email and everything. And well, I put up a lot of videos on YouTube. Just type in Salbucci in YouTube, and you'll get a lot. Most of them are in English, some of them are in Spanish. And anybody sending me an email, I try to answer all emails as far as I can.
Wonderful. So that's Salbucci, SALBUCHI, on YouTube. Check out our brother Adrian's YouTube contributions. And Adrian, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so
much,
Peter.
My pleasure. I'm at your fullest disposal. Dr. Horowitz, it's been an honor to speak with you. And Sherry, it's been an honor to speak with you.
You as well.
Yeah,
thank
keep
you
up
so
the
much.
Great work.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Good night, then.
Good night.
Good night.
So, Sherry, that was wonderful. What a wonderful man, huh?
Yeah, nice. I know. I definitely knew we had to have him on our show. He's like, he really is on the same page as exactly what we're doing. He understands the bad news and he understands the good news.
Yeah.
And that's really important for people, because we have so many people out there that just want to just believe the bad news and they don't want to hear the good news and vice versa. You got to have that balance, because nobody's going to wake up to the truth unless they hear the truth. And the truth isn't always the good news. It's sometimes the bad news. And then, what are the solutions to it? And that's what we can help you with.
Right, the solutions. We're very much solution-oriented. In fact, we're looking for supporters nationwide now to schedule programs where we come actually to your community to embrace your friends and family and your community for advancing the understandings that we're talking about, not just with 528, but the whole Healthy World Affiliates program, the partnering, the possibilities of working with us, very closely, prospering financially, healing people dramatically, even miraculously. So this is what we're asking you. If you're out there and would like to sponsor a seminar with us, why don't you give Sherry a contact and a call?
Definitely. Contact me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. That's affiliates with an S on the end, so it's plural. And I'd definitely be happy to, you know, answer your questions, or if you want to set up some kind of a seminar or a screening of Pharma Whores in your
town.
That's
a great opportunity.
You know, it's a great opportunity. And
oh, by the way, we just have gone to press with the bleeped version. This is for the churches who have requested it, and the synagogues and the mosques that feel that the Pen Gillette's foul mouth is simply too much for their congregation. So we bleeped out all the curse words in Pharma Whores. So it's really virtually rated PG right now.
Right. And we also have a new version. If you have the film Pharma Whores, contact me and I will get you a copy of the new version, which actually in the beginning, it's still the same film, but the beginning we changed it a little bit to explain it better. So if you want to show it to people, they'll understand not to look at the scrolls, and also they'll understand. It's just a great
It's a great introduction. It adds the BP issues in the Gulf and the Bush-Cheney connection.
A little bit more.
Anyway, we've got to go because I know it's we have a colleague coming on Don Nikoloff's Evident Footprints is waiting. And so BBS Radio is your host for fine programming. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane, and God bless you all.
Yeah, we'll be with you again next Tuesday night, same time, same place. Midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Hawaii time on the Inside Hour. Love you. Bye for now.